Greece!
Greece!
Greece! Shouted an agitated mod into the cafe. They're turning your bikes over, he said, pointing down the road in the direction of the lavatories where the scooters were parked. Milt was the first out of the door. Andy was the last. The pursuit of the greasers proved a futile exercise for Milt, Don and the rest of the mods. Their scooters were no match for the speed of their motorbikes, and the leather boys had disappeared northwards into the haze of the morning. Their calling card had been a few slicks of rubber stain burnt into the warming tarmac, and roughly the same number of dents and scratches in the pampered livery of the mods' scooters. The damage was, in the main, only superficial. Don's fly screen had a hairline crack in it, which now divided the word Newark, and a bent stalk of a wing mirror. Laz's GS had a boot print in one of the chrome side panels and a bent front crash bar. In an odd way, these minor blemishes were already assuming the status of battle scars. Their anger at this assault on their bikes had, however, not subsided, and the group cruised the town until one of the Lincoln youths from the crow's nest of the last machine in the convoy spotted a motorcycle and sidecar combination, parked near the boating lake on the front. A toolkit was strewn on the ground beneath the bike, which was dripping oil from the sump gasket onto the grey tarmac. Three youths in leathers were bent over the machine. They were soon in the middle of the boating lake, having taken the last available boat in their attempt to evade the group of mods. Milt to the fore, running after them through the crazy golf range, vaulting fence and flower beds in their thirst for revenge. From the relative safety of the deck of boat number 15, the three motorcyclists viewed the mods, now only able to chant and jeer from the shore, as the burgeoning police presence in the shape of three vanloads of reinforcements now stood between the mods and their quarry in the middle of the lake. Milt had waded into the water, but had been yanked out of it after only a couple of paces by one of the policemen. There had been lessons for the learning throughout the summer, and the Lincolnshire police now had a complete and practical schooling in dampening down friction between mods and rockers. After the mods had been persuaded to disperse, the three youths, marooned in the boat, were escorted to safety and completed their engine repairs under the guard of half a dozen men in uniform and a couple of dogs thrown in for good measure.